In the small Gaston County town of Dallas, kids between the ages of 8 and 12 recently walked up to men in blue and gray uniforms, took a feather, dipped it in fake ink, and picked which side of the Civil War they wanted to fight for. It was part of a day-long Civil War soldier camp at the Gaston County Museum. The camp has a simple mission to fairly represent both sides of the Civil War and to teach children the defining role that slavery played in it. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Across the street from the courthouse where Gaston County residents signed up to fight in the Civil War 150 years ago, Jason Luker stands in a gray Confederate uniform at the Gaston County Museum. He's waiting to greet children and tape a name to their backs.
So I'm going to put a name on your back, and you have to go around and see if you can find out who is on your back by asking simple questions like, did you fight for the Confederacy? Did you fight for the Union?
It's the first lesson of the day for the 15 boys who are here. They're between 8 and 12 years old, and when they figure out the answer, they're pumped.
Yes!
Who are you? Stonewall Jackson?
Who am I?
I can't tell you.
I don't know.
You're a famous Union.
Most of the kids say they're here for the same reasons, to learn about the war and have fun. The camp delivers over the course of 5 hours.
Left, left, right, left.
Will Ruark, dressed in a blue Union uniform, teaches them about soldiers' training.
Before breakfast, you would march. You'd eat breakfast. You would march. You would have lunch. You would march. You would have dinner. And guess what you did after dinner? You marched some more.
Ruark and two other adults demonstrate how to fire 1860s-era guns.
Fire!
And the kids go through the motions with fake wooden rifles taller than they are.
Aim! Fire!
Oh.
Reload!
Luker also shows the kids a slideshow in the museum about the major generals in the Civil War.
Sherman. Anyone know anything about Sherman? Yes, sir.
He burned a path straight through Georgia and destroyed like half of it.
That's 12-year-old Luke Richardson with the answer. He and the other boys get to choose which side they fight for in a mock battle at the end of the day. Will Ruark makes the case for the Union.
We need to preserve the United States of America.
And museum volunteer Jay England argues for the Confederacy. England takes part in reenactments as a Confederate soldier throughout the Southeast.
We are fighting to preserve our rights here in the South. We do not want a central government telling us what we can and can't do.
Neither Ruark nor England mentions slavery. But as soon as they finish, 9-year-old Ben Villamore makes his own argument.
They shouldn't have slaves because this is a free country.
The adult leading the camp, Luker, thanks Villamore for bringing that up.
The big dividing point, what's separating the North and the South, what's separating these states, is slavery. It's at the heart of this struggle.
And then he asks, what is slavery? A boy raises his hand.
Slavery is a thing like, because back then black and white people didn't get along, so some of the Confederate or Union people held slaves.
Right, hold on, wait a minute.
Luker says before we break it down by sides, let's define slavery first. A few more kids chime in.
Someone who worked for other people for no money and are beaten if they're not doing their work.
It's someone who's holding against their will to work.
Pretty close.
Luker says what's missing is the word property. He says slaves were people who were black, who had no rights. White people owned them. And he says there's a reason the adult making the case for the Confederacy didn't mention slaves.
Majority of the people who lived here did not own slaves. Only 20% of the people in this area owned slaves. And the people who did own slaves, only about 10% of those people owned more than 10 slaves.
Luker says although it was the major dividing point between North and South, some Confederate soldiers didn't see themselves as fighting to preserve slavery. They were fighting for states' rights.
Where did I sign?
Right here at the bottom of it.
After learning more about slave states and free states, the 8 to 12-year-olds line up to pick a side.
All right, sir, what would you want?
The Confederacy, sir.
Confederacy as well. There you are.
They use a feather to sign their names, and they split pretty evenly between the Confederacy and the Union. Ben Villamore chooses the Union.
Because I think it should, since they say it's a free country, that even the slave should be free.
And Luke Richardson chooses the Confederacy.
I just like fighting for my state.
Richardson also has family members who fought for the Confederacy. That's a common reason kids choose that side, says museum outreach coordinator Kelly Mason, who's worked these camps about 5 years.
I found that a lot of people from the South love their heritage, their ancestors, the stories that get passed down.
Whereas kids who want to fight for the Union,
they love the ideas of the North. We want to fight for freedom. You know, this is a country for free people. So you kind of have the Southern is more about their family history, where the Northern people are more talking about the big ideas.
Mason says keep in mind, they're just kids. Once the mock battle starts, it's easy to remember.
They're retreating!
The Union and Confederacy square off with water balloons.
Ready! Ready!
Aim!
Aim!
Fire!
Fire! Fire!
Fire! You took one off the plane.
Everyone gets soaked. There's no clear winner. Afterward, Luker thanks parents for bringing their kids.
All the kids were fantastic. They were very engaged, asked wonderful questions, and it was a pleasure to be with them.
There were no African Americans at the camp, but that doesn't take away from Stacy Mocker Duff's appreciation of it. She's the first African American woman elected to the town of Dallas's Board of Aldermen.
I faced a lot of stuff knocking on doors. It was not all pretty.
Mocker Duff says some people made racist comments to her as she campaigned last year. But she says that's nothing compared to what her ancestors went through, and it's important for children to learn that history.
You know, our children need to see from whence we came and the growth we've made, and we still have a ways to go.
Several of the parents echo those ideas. Jennifer Villamore is Ben's mom, the kid who pointed out this is a free country.
We want him to know about his ancestors. We want him to know about his current family members. My brother-in-law, my nephew are both serving in the Army, and so he's got that on his heart to serve his country later.
Another parent, Tim Richardson, brought his sons, Luke and Levi.
It's so hard for them to conceptualize, you know, slavery and what that means. I mean, Luke kind of gets it, but Levi really doesn't. I have to, you know, constantly kind of re-explain what that was and why.
Luke, the 12-year-old who signed up for the Confederacy, puts it simply.
I don't approve of slavery. It's just an evil thing.
The idea that inequality is evil was a radical notion before the Civil War, says Jason Luker, the camp's leader.
And we want to be able to show them, where did you get those ideas? And it came from this major bloody moment in our history.
Luker says if every kid leaves with a desire to learn more about the Civil War, that's his dream for the camp. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Dallas.